Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Glory Room. I'm Prophetess Lou. I hope you all are having a blessed day. Before we get started, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for loving us and taking care of us. Most of all, we thank you for saving our soul. Father God, we ask you today to be with us. We ask you to help us to have understanding of your word. We ask you to help us apply it to our lives. Father God, this is a new week. We ask you to go with us. Help us to be compassionate. Help us to be loving. Help us to be kind. Father God, we thank you. We ask you to bless the ones that are hearing it and bless the ones that are reading it in Jesus' name. Amen. So the verse of the day is Job 28:28. And he said to the human race, to fear the Lord, that is wisdom, and to shun evil's understanding. Subject, shunning the spirit of perversion. Christian truths, I'm going to say it and pause behind each one to give you opportunity to say it if you like. I am free. I am listening. I am changing. I am loving. So a lot of people shun certain things, and some things people don't shun. And the one thing the Holy Spirit has brought to my attention, people don't shun, is perversion. The Spirit is sweeping the world. Some people don't know what perversion is. Perversion is the act of perverting or the state of being perverted, turning from the truth or right. A lot of people don't want to do what is right. They don't want to follow the laws of God or live a holy life. They think living a holy life is wrong, and they think it's no fun. But friends, let me tell you what's not fun. Going to hell, spending the rest of your days in fire that doesn't stop, in pain that doesn't go away. The Bible speaks of this, such as Matthew 8:12, that the subject of the kingdom will be thrown outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Matthew 21:13, then the king told the attendants, tie him hand and foot, and throw him outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Matthew 21:13. This is real. But if we aren't shunning evil and inviting it into our lives and hearts, we won't ever know how to reject it. We have to reject the call to the flesh and accept the call to righteousness. It's not an easy call to take, but once we start to do it, we are making the right call to leave the world in the bad fruit that it can produce. No, the Bible never says we will be like Jesus, but in the word it says strive for perfection. And to do this, we must give up the things of the flesh and hold on to the things of the spirit. And when we allow the Holy Spirit in to direct ourselves, we would take steps according to the word of God and not to what we think. A lot of people say, oh, I have to give up this. Oh, I have to give up that. But once you start walking in the light of God, you won't even miss your old lifestyle. You won't even miss getting drunk. You won't even miss getting high, because when God saves someone, they are free indeed. It's no looking back. The only way you look back is because you want to and have it given your mind over to God. We must allow the Holy Spirit to come in and do a change in us through us. Proverbs 3:7, but be not wise in your own eyes, but fear the Lord and turn away from evil. The fear of the Lord. The Lord wants us to fear him. Not fear that we are scared of him, but fear of knowing he knows our thoughts. He will one day judge our actions, and his presence should make us fear the unknown of him. We don't know his thoughts because his thoughts are higher than our thoughts and his ways are higher than our ways. But when we fear him, we will have a way about us that wants to know everything about him and to stay near him. And the Bible tells us multiple times to fear him. Proverbs 1:7, fear the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, and fools despise wisdom and instructions. Proverbs 8:13, the fear of the Lord is hatred of evil, pride and arrogance in the way of evil and perverted speech I hate. Psalms 1:11 and 1:10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and all those who practice it have a good understanding. His praise endures forever. All through the scriptures, we are told to fear him. It's the beginning of knowledge. Without it, we can't live this Christian walk. Without the knowledge of God, we can be educated in everything else in this life. Still, the knowledge of God is only obtained through the Holy Spirit. We must apply ourselves to the knowledge of God and know that walking in the light of him, honoring him, and fearing him will keep us in his perfect will. Today, we learned that for us not to do the things of perversion, we must not open the door to it. We learned that we allow Satan in when we compromise. We must compromise for nothing in this world. We must allow the Holy Spirit fully in to be changed in mind. What is happening now is almost like a trend. A lot of Christians are believers are okay with being lukewarm. They're okay with one foot in and one foot out. They're okay with dabbling and playing around with this world. But we must choose, who will we serve? Are we to serve our flesh or desires of the Lord? We also talked about having the fear of the Lord. A lot of times we don't fear him because some people don't honestly think he exists. And this is ideal. A lot of new age practices are saying he's not real. He doesn't exist. I can shout at the sky and shake my fist, and because he doesn't smite me, there's no way he's real. Still, God is real. And we must understand that we are allowed to do so much because he has given us grace and loves us so much. Still, we shouldn't mock God. We should know that God sees everything we do and hears everything we say. The world might not know it or see it, but he sees it all. The Holy Spirit wants us to know to let go of the flesh and hold on to God, because the spirit of aversion isn't going to get us closer to God. It will cause us to endure a barrier being placed between us and him. Until we confess our sins, don't allow this world to cause you to be away from him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for everything. Lord, we ask you if we have opened any doors of aversion in our lives. If we haven't feared you, please help us. Lord, we desire to be closer to you and to change. Lord, help us to change and display you in everything we do. Help us to strive for perfection every day. When we read your word, help us to have wisdom and knowledge. Lord, forgive us of any other sins we have done and give us peace and favor in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Reference, Exodus 20:20, Moses said to the people, "Do not fear, for God has come to test you, that the fear of him may be before you, that you may not sin." Exodus 20:20. Proverbs 29:25, "The fear of man lays a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is safe." Proverbs 29:25. Psalms 118:6, "The Lord is on my side, I will not fear. What can man do to me?" Proverbs 29:25. Further reading, Proverbs 13, Joshua 6, Psalms 18, 2 Corinthians 3. This ends shunning the spirit of aversion. I pray you all have a blessed day. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow on any platform. Remember to share with family member or friend. If you can, please share on social media. Thank you. Be blessed.